We are continuing Sharavay Selakim and Daf Kuf Samachay. Middle of the fourth perek. I think we're middle of the counting the 10 levels of people. We are the sixth, right? We are the sixth level. Madrega Shishi, the sixth level of people, is Anoshim people. Kivnu b'maseyem, they intended in their deeds, they do their deeds and they intend Mula Boire Boire Mazer Bilvat. People who do everything which they do it because they believe in everything which you learned so far. They believe in reward, in punishment. But since the Hashem suggests in the Torah reward in this world, good life, peace, harmony, children and everything, and they love so much this world, so due to the love of the world which they have down here, they're only doing it for that reason. They're doing it only for the reward in this world. Why? Because they love this world, they're chosen in the sweetness of this world. They don't understand the reward what it has to offer. And because of this, they're doing it solely shloi lishma, just to get rewarded here. Now obviously they're already in a higher madrig in one respect, they do everything very nicely, beautifully, and they believe in everything. The only deficiency they have now, they're really not appreciative of the higher oilam of gul oilam abo, which really, should be the full intention. Also, this is also not the reason of serving a Kodesh Baruch Hu because of Olam Habo, because it's still doing it l'schar. The Mishnah where it says, Al ki kavod amar Rav Shamshon sa amal nas l'kav l'schar, don't be like the servant who does it only for reward, means even for reward in Olam Habo. He's supposed to do Hashem regardless of reward, not even Olam Habo. However, there's still a lower step. If somebody does it for schar, for Olam Habo, but if somebody does the schar oilam hazeh, it's even lower. It's only shishi. Probably this is going to be the shvi. But medrega shvi is the seventh level. Is an ocean people is born land, which has been approved to them, issued for them, kol mashigdam, everything which you know before. But elisho isha kabbalosim avaydosim lelayim. The whole reason, the whole intention was in serving Hashem. The cheles hagmul boilam hazeh uba oilam abo. They want both. It's a step further. They're doing it for schar, schar in oilam hazeh plus oilam abo. But they don't know what does it mean to serve a Kodesh Baruch for the sake of Kodesh Baruch Hu with no reward whatsoever. To do something. In other words, if there would have been a certain area of avoider which would have been set for this, you don't get any kind of reward, they wouldn't have any intention of doing it. They don't understand it. They're giving a service, we want to get paid. Of course, we want to get paid Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba. The sixth element was only Olam Hazeh, he's not considering Olam Haba. He's considering both. They don't know how to serve Hashem lishmoy legadloy. In all, what does it mean to serve Hashem lishmoy for the sake of Hashem for no reward? Legadloy, to make him big, lechavloy, to respect him, leroymemoy, to elevate him. The mashe yeyo is loy bilvad, which is nice and appropriate only to him. And this type of people, they said, "Al tikavodim." This is what the Mishnah meant. "Al tikavodim misham shem esrav nachs lekalvas." Don't be like an eved, servant who serves his master for condition to receive reward. "Elavu kavodim misham shem esrav," but serve the Kodesh Baruch Hu like al menas shloi lekab, not for condition of getting praise. "V'moyer shmar lechem," should have fear of Hashem of you. What is the fear of Hashem? Always be afraid that Hashem will not be properly praised and raised and elevated if you're not going to serve Him. In other words, what does Moir Shmai Malechem? You understand, but it's a very difficult Mishnah. It's a contradiction in one statement. Here he say, don't serve Hashem because of reward, punishment, or reward. Serve Hashem for the sake of Hashem, for Hashem only. What does it mean? Does it mean Ahava means it, Yira means it, Ahava? What does it mean? Fear Hashem or love Hashem? When we say, see, when a person serves Hashem only because reward means punishment or reward, so he serves Hashem because he's afraid of Hashem. He's not going to do it, he's not going to get rewarded. he's going to do, he's going to get rewarded. If he's going to do an aveira, he's going to get punished. So obviously this man is fearing Hashem. He does it because there's no chachmas. You know, you're going to get punished if you don't do it. If you're not going to keep Shabbos, you're going to get punished. The Mishnah says, don't serve Hashem, don't keep the mitzvahs because reward or punishment. No, serve Hashem regardless of reward. Nothing to do with it. Don't do aveiras even Hashem wouldn't punish for that. And do mitzvahs even Hashem should not reward you for it. So why should you do it? You're doing it because l'chvad Hashem, for the respect of Hashem, because you love Hashem, you're doing what Hashem told you to do it. You should have avos Hashem. Which concludes, Yemoyer Shemayim Alechem. Also, you're going to do it not for the reward, not for punishment, you're doing it for the sake of Hashem, Hashem only, but still, Yemoyer Shemayim Alechem, you should have the fear of heavens on you. Now, actually, here the Mishnah intention is to serve Hashem and to have us Hashem. So, the answer to that is, usually when a person is loving somebody very, very much, loving something very, very much, Yaakov Samachov.
Oh,
yeah. When a person is loving something very, very much, love and fear doesn't go together. Love and fear doesn't go together. The first introduction to Judaism by every person is being introduced on fear. Don't do this, Hashem will punish you. Do this, Hashem will reward you. That's where we're being introduced to. That's the chinuch. A child, you threaten. You give him a lollipop if you go to school. If you're not going to make a good marks, you're going to get punished, whatever. So that's Yira. We're being introduced in Yiddishkeit in Yira. But then when you start really talking Yira already at the seventh level, those people, why are they all the seventh? Because they do things for reward only. They don't do it, L'shem Shemaim. This is as far as reward, that's fear. So the Mishnah says, no, promote yourself. Don't do it for fear. Do it for love. Regardless of what the reward is, punishment is. It's not. Also, it's there, but that shouldn't be the consideration if you do things or don't do things. I always say, if you should get Gan Eden for Aveira, you should get Gehenna for a mitzvah, still don't make Aveiras and make mitzvahs. That's called love, dedication to Hashem. If you know you make this mitzvah, you're going to get Gehenna for it. But you know, Hashem's covered is being elevated. What's your mind? But you still do it. Of course, there's no such a thing, but even it would be. And even if you would get a piece of Gan Eden for doing a certain Aveira, you're not going to do it. Because you know what it means? It means as follows. I promise you Gan Eden. You want a Gan Eden? I could promise you Gan Eden, but you have to see, you have to smack up your father, you have to embarrass your father, you have to embarrass him, put him in shame. Says, I'm sorry, I'm in the Meichel de Gan Eden, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. It means, do an Aveira, you're going to get Gan Eden. Says, how can I do a Gan Eden? How can I do an Aveira? Embarrassing a Kodesh Baruch Hu, my father. I give up everything, I'm not going to do it. So this is a Havas Hashem. So usually when you reach this level, there's no money, there's no fear. You're not considerate at all. You're not considering this at all. And so the Mishnah introduces, serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu with a Hava, Altika, Vodim Sham, Shem, Sherav, Al Manas, Vakal, Pras, don't be like a slave who does it for a reward. Reward should be regardless. Don't do it all because of Havas Hashem. Says, but don't you then give up my Yerushima, I still have Yerushima. Don't think because you have a Havas Hashem, you relieve the fear of Hashem, because it's usually the tendency. At the time when you love, you don't fear anymore. Still a Moirish Ma'ulech. The question is, how does it go together? The answer is a different Moir, it's a different fear. And as we always explain, what does it mean? Explain it this way, very simply. If I give you to deliver a package, you have to go to Chicago, deliver a certain small package, and it happened to be diamonds, very valuable. And I tell you, you take this package, and if you deliver it in the right time, right place, safe, you're going to get $10,000. But if you are neglecting your thing, and it's going to be, you're going to lose it, you're not going to pay attention, and you're negligent, and you lose it, you're going to get lifetime jail sentence, and you're going to be punished, you're going to be tortured, no matter what kind of threat I'm doing. And I'm not telling you what's in the box, and what do you have in it for yourself in the box. So obviously, I want you so much. Of course, also you're going away with full intention to watch it because you want to get your $10,000, and you're afraid of punishment in case not. So you're fearing the punishment. But that, if it takes a long trip, a little by little, you may forget about the seriousness of your task. And here and there, you may be sidetracked with many, many other activities, and one day you may lose it because it's nothing in it for you. Now, suppose I took the same box, and I gave you the same thing. Here is a box. Look at it. It says you're going to get 10,000 for delivery. You're going to get life sentence for negligency. Yeah. So you have the same fear and punishment and reward offer for it. But then I do one point addition. I open up the box for you and say, see what it is? It's a diamond. Every diamond is at millions of dollars. And eventually, if you make the delivery, you are becoming a partner with the diamonds. It's a part of you. But the warning was still there. The punishment is still there. Now you deliver the box. Now you're really excited. You're not doing that only for the $10,000 delivery. Because you know, if you deliver, your life is at stake. You're going to share into this box. And of course, you are afraid you shouldn't lose it. Not because of the threat of the punishment. Also, it's there. Because you're going to lose yourself. You're going to lose your valuables. So the fear is still there, but it's a different fear than the first person. The first person only was told, deliver the box, if not you're going to be life sentence. She's afraid of the sentencing. That fear disappears the minute he gets love. See, that fear doesn't go together with love. But the minute I gave you the information about the box, and I say the box is yours, so you got a greater heart, you got to get love to the box, not to the $10,000 reward. It's an immaterial reward. Also, it's there. And you get a tremendous fear of the neglection. Also, the punishment is there, but that's not your punishment. Punishment is that you're going to lose your life. This is the Mishnah says. Mishnah says, "Out ye kavodim, don't be like a slave who serves his servants because of reward or punishment. That's the element of the don. Do it because regardless of this, not that it's being taken away. It's still there. The offer is still there." The punishment is there and the reward is there. But that is not your motivation. That is not your part which keeps you doing it. You're doing it because you're doing it for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, it's Kvod Shemaim, and you are one with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, you're becoming a partner with the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also Shuta for the Kodesh Baruch Hu, and also you're becoming a Shuta. And if you're going to do it that way, how do you know that you're doing it L'Shem Shemaim or not L'Shem Shemaim? How are you doing it not for reward, also the reward is there? How are you not achieving that? Because you're Moira Shemaim Rechma, are you still afraid of a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Are you still fearful? If you're doing it regardless, blind, like a fanatic, without being, so if you're doing it for love, fanatical love, without any consideration, then there's no fear. Fear and love doesn't go together. But if you're doing it for other reasons, you're doing it for a reason, L'Shem Shemaim, L'Shma, when does it prove a Jew? So sometimes we intend, we try to talk ourselves into certain areas that this thing I'm doing L'Shma. I'm doing it, I'm in love with this mitzvah. I'm doing it. You know, because I see you have no intention for reward, it's not in my consideration. I'm doing it lishma. How do you know if you're not fooling yourself? If simultaneously you're doing it lishma with love, you still fear, you're still sensitive, chas v'sholem, you're like very nervous about it, that's lishma. You may lishma melechem. But if you're doing it very lovingly, you know, excitedly, and there's absolutely no fear, that's not lishma. It's recklessness. Like you talk yourself in that you love it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's really not love. It's self-love. Like, there's many, you know, many people do things very, very, how do you call it, especially with simcha, with singing, with love, with everything. You say, oh, there's so much in love with Yiddishkeit, so much love in thing. And they're pretty negligent to many other areas in the Torah. The negligent in other areas in the Torah. No, there's a whole, I wouldn't say it's not a movement, but there's a, There's such a thing, people who do out and do chesed, who do kiruv, and they do chesed, and they speak and love and everything. And unfortunately, they're not afraid of violating very basic halachos in the Torah. Everything because of love. Because of love, because of L'Shem Shemaim. If a person could transgress one halacha Shulchan Aruch with a great love promotion, that's nothing love. That's not L'Shma, absolutely, because L'Shma only is considered if at the same time there's Meir Shemaim Alechem.
This is still on the seventh Madrega, so is purely from love a higher Madrega?
The seventh Madrega was he does it for the reward for this world and the world to come, for both, right? And he doesn't do it L'Shma. It doesn't do it like it doesn't follow the Mishnah Sul Al Tiavod Kishamsha Al Nasla Kabul Zlas. Madrega Shminis comes the eighth Madrega. The eighth Madrega. Anoshim people is born in Ben Avshayim, which became absolute guaranteed. I mean, they assured, Kol Masha Kodam Zich, everything above. Eile Shem, Mekabrim Avoides Hashem, they receive the Avoides Hashem, Yirosam. They're not doing it for reward. they're not doing it for Gan Eden, but they're doing it out of fear. They're afraid of as Anshav Olam Azeh. They're afraid of Gehenna. Kvarbani Genush Shteir Deir Seiru B'Masha Kadma. And it means there's one level above the previous level. The previous level, the seventh level, was people who do Avodas Hashem for the reason of reward and punishment. So they have an element of reward, the element of, there's a Madrega high, says, I didn't come to the Madrega of Lishma. But also, but I'm a little bit removed of the Shaloi Lishma. In other words, mitzvahs I do out of Ahavas Hashem. I love Hashem. Mitzvahs I do of Lishma. And the consideration is not Gan Eden. And this is most of us, in a certain, most of us in a higher level. We all take it that way. We're not going to do an Aveira. Why am I not doing the Aveira? So you're going to get punished in this world, the world to come. Why are you putting tefillin on? Hashem told me to put on tefillin. This is exactly the eighth dialogue. What is he saying here? You see, he's saying two reasons. Why putting on tefillin? Nobody says, I mean, not nobody says, you're not saying, I'm putting on tefillin because I'm going to get Olam Habo. Because I'm going to get rewarded. I'm going to get a good life.
That element's left out.
What?
That element is left out of this.
Ah, so it means it's a high madrig. Person would say, I'm putting on film because I want to get rewarded, and I'm not making it because I get punished as the seventh element. Everything which you do, you're a businessman. You don't do anything without a reason. A reason which serves you. It's all finished Shloi Lishma. Says, any mitzvah which you do, the calculation is, I want to be rewarded in this world, the world to come. The sixth madrega was, I want to be rewarded in this world, I don't care about the other world. Seventh, I want to be rewarded in both worlds. I'm not doing averus, I don't want to be punished in both worlds. Then you go up, you graduate yourself. You can't go from one extreme to the other extreme. Then that's already the eighth element. Eighth element is as follows, that the mitzvahs they do because Hashem told them to do. So the calculation is not reward. Averas, you would very well still do if there wouldn't be punishment. Averas is because usually when we hold back ourselves with punishment is because we really are afraid. We're afraid of punishment in this world and the world to come. The ninth madrega is the one. Madrega cheese. That even Averis they don't do because of. They're not doing Averis because they're afraid of punishment, because they don't want to violate Hashem. The ninth Madreg, Merev Shiz, the ninth Madreg, are Noshim people, Haminu B'Toyr, they believe in Toyr. Uba Gmunu Oyle Shulayu B'Shnei Olam, and they believe in reward and punishment in both worlds. However, the Kivin Uba Avodas Hashem L'Shmoi, the intention of Avodas Hashem is because of his namesake, Ulma Sheyes, and everything which is appropriate for Hashem, totally for Hashem's reason. Not reward and punishment comes in any consideration. Ela, so why they're not the top, they're still the ninth. Ela, however, Shloi Nishmeru, they're still not careful, not sensitive, of Sida Avoida is from all the other things which causes them to lose the Avoida, the Nichsat Hefset Aleihem, and sometimes destruction of Avoida Hashem comes into their life, Veloikiru Mo'oin, they don't even know from where it comes. Like it's compared to what Shlomo says in Keles, Zvuvemoves Yavish, Zvuvemoves flies, that flies, Yavish will distaste Yabi Hashem and Rokeach Yokor, and it will also destroy the perfume, the odor of the beautiful perfume. They're going to take away the beautiful smell of the perfume. In other words, when a person has a very extreme costly perfume, very sensitive smell, every drop is worth who knows what, it has to be very much preserved that no other smell and zvuvemoves and dead flies and mosquitoes, things should come in because it may interfere. The more sensitive, right? Now, if a person has a very costly thing, and at the same time is not that careful, he handles it just like he would have handled much cheaper stuff. In other words, if you go into grocery, the delicatessen, you see this selling the pickles, olives and pickles and pickled herring and things like that. You know, it's open, it smells. It's the delicatessen. You don't watch it, who knows what, preserve them, a fly shouldn't fly in once in a while. A fly could fly in, why? Because how much would you lose if a fly flew in? How much did you lose? You take it out. Cost David, $2 a pound, $3 a pound. And you cover it up, of course, you don't want flies there. You're covering them up, but it's not the end of the world if a fly is around. He's sensitive about fun, but not that old. At the same time, it happens to be a drugstore. And these flies may carry some, you go into a laboratory, which, you know, everything is to be sterilized, you're much more sensitive. You're much more sensitive. Also, the chances, if you wouldn't be that much sensitive, you wouldn't find in a good delicatessen cleaner, also wouldn't find flies in the pickled herring. So why should you find? Pretty much careful there too. But still, it would be a total negligence. If you only watch in a sterilized laboratory from flies, the same way as you would a fly in a delicatessen, would be total negligence. Now, never mind if you would sell. If you're going not to a laboratory, you're going into one of the highest expensive perfume things, which there the damage. If you come as a customer, will pay for a little bottle of perfume $3,000, and if a fly may be found over there, you lose everything. You even be more careful. Now, that's what this is the Madrega Tish achieves. We're talking here with the ninth level of a person who does everything L'shem Shemaim. Everything does L'shma. He's not considered not Gehenna, not Ganeden, because Hashem told me to do it. He's a wonderful, wonderful Jew. He could be a nicer Jew. So why is not the top? You know why he's not the top? He's not so sensitive. Like he runs a sterilized laboratory with the same sensitivity as a delicatessen. He's not that sensitive. Not more. So he realizes that he has a laboratory. He realizes that he has millions of dollar perfume here. And he does it for that reason. And he does a wonderful job. But he has a certain sluggishness. He's not so sensitive. He's not so extra careful. He's not reacting accordingly. And therefore, Zuvim always, flies may here and there come in. Now, this is when you see people, the Seva Kevin Shmo, but they're not medactic, they have little things. And things here and there hit them. And they fail here, they fail there, without realizing why. I mean, I'm so appreciative what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. I'm not doing it for Schava Oynish. I'm doing it for the best reasons, but I'm not perfect. See, even there we fail. I'm only a human being. But how come you're only a human being? If you know what you're really doing, how come you're not as nervous? That means you're missing the Yiras Chet. You know what's missing Yiras Chet? Yiras Chet, we're not fearing. We're not fearing the Gehenna. We fear the missingness. God forbid I'm going to miss something. That's what we're talking about. Take it that way. I'm going to give you other examples. There's 2 years chet, the lower years chet. I'm afraid of forever. I'm going to be punished. I'm going to go in Gehenna. Everything afraid. Okay, that's going to be every year. So you're nervous about it. We're talking about a person who's not afraid of Gehenna. Gehenna is at all not in his consideration. Now suppose you walk on the bank of a river, very deep, and you can't swim. You can't swim. So you should be afraid. You should be afraid to walk there. You just make a wrong step, you fall in. So you know, but you have to walk there. See, if you walk there with a certain sensitivity, you're afraid. So you're afraid. Your friend shouldn't fall down. Suppose you got very much used to it, and you walk and see people running around, and you forgot about it. So you start walking easily. Because you're not afraid anymore they're going to fall down. That's not there. Now, he's not afraid of punishment, he's going to fall, he's going to get killed. He's not afraid of it, there's nothing consideration. Why I'm not doing Aveiros? Because Hashem told me not to do. But Simon, because of that, you're not afraid anymore of Aveiros, you just become very, you're walking around there like nothing, you're not that much afraid. You're lacking Gehenna's head. The fact that you're not afraid of Gehenna, but you shouldn't lose the fear. Because of lack of this fear, here and there you may fail. And therefore, it's only the 9th degree. It's not missing Gehenna's head. Here comes the terms, Amadrigas. So this is for Omar, Shlomo Melech says also, V'choyte echod, yabetoy v'harbe. With one sin, you could lose many, many goods. Many, many good things. V'omar tzas chasidim v'tamidov. Some chasidim used to say to their tamidim. It's an unbelievable statement. I mean, the Rebbeim said to their tamidim, which they were tamidim of those chasidim. That means that the Sevra Kodesh Baruch Hu 100% L'shem Shemaim deserve the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So what did they say? Ilu lo yihoy lechem avoinos. If they wouldn't have sins at all, they wouldn't have failed, who yisi mefached alechem, who would be afraid of you, me'ashu gonu min avoinos. So think which is even greater than the sins. Amr Eloi, they asked him, my gonu min avoinos, what is greater than the sin? Omer agabus v'agabus, arrogance, sopranos, k'ma shomer akosis, t'avos Shem kol gval lev. Kodesh Baruch Hu is hating anyone who is proud. In other words, what does the Hasidim advocate here? What does the Hasidim advocate? This is the Rebbeim. They advocate to their Talmidim, serve Hashem L'Shem Shemayim. Serve Hashem only built in Hashem Levada. Built in Hashem Levada. Okay? Now, this Talmidim want to imitate the Rebbe. They want to build Hashem Levada. So, the serve Hashem of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But since they have no fear, because they're doing it out of dedication, there's no fear of immediate Gehenna or so on. They're doing it only mamish because built Hashem Levada. There's a certain, if there is not absolute 100% sensitivity for an Aveda, there's a danger there. The danger may one day he is going to become proud of Hashem, be doing serving Hashem. As one of the Chassidim used to say for their Talmidim, I'm a much more comfortable with you Talmidim that you have certain sins in your hand. That means that you know that you failed here and there, that at least keeps your tail down, that you're not so arrogant and proud, then you would be absolutely pure of it. Because if you're pure of it, I'm afraid of something, you're going to be much more elevated and lifted. As one Oved Hashem once said as follows, somebody told it to me, one special person is a higher person, not an everyday guy, and this is a guy which always serves Hashem in a very high madrega. And once he failed in a certain avera, he was tipped over in a certain avera, certain area, in a certain thing, he failed, and it was very heartbroken. Very heartbroken. So totally, it was knocked over the Yetzer Hara at once, immediately, like with almost beyond control, like something like that. From one end, it was very heartbroken. It was tremendously heartbroken because such a thing should happen to me, that he couldn't make peace with himself. But it told me to think what really helped me. I shouldn't be devastated. I shouldn't be destroyed. That to a certain extent, after it happened, I was appreciative. Because it gave me such a sense of humility, it gave me such a sense of understanding who I am or what I am. I shouldn't get carried away with my madrigas. I mean, obviously, I recognize that he had certain madrigas, he had certain specialties, and he was very much appreciated by his talmidim, by his surrounding people, that he saw and so he was always praised and always praised. But I always had to work on me, he said, not to accept the praises, not to get out of proportion. So, all of a sudden, Hashem made me fail in a certain area, which I became heartbroken. But I realized that after that this brokenness, this late nishbar, this breakout which came out of this failure, was so much helpful for me that every time when I was praised, it was like needles. Every time people said praises about me, it was needles. And if you only know who I am, it's exactly with the chassidim said to the talmidim. What did he say? Kvar omer. One of the part of this chassidim said to his talmidim, if you wouldn't have had any sins at all, would be more afraid of you of something which may affect you, which is much worse than avoinus, than sins. What is more afraid of him? Arrogance, proudness. Now, why does it come in this phrase, in the ninth element, with these those people? Because those people are the most could be affected. Otherwise, they do things L'Shem Shemaim, they do everything not for reward, not for punishment, they build in L'Shem Levadoi, but if they're not absolutely sensitive to every little detail which may happen to them, what may sneak in? Gvalev, Gabus V'Gaiva, arrogance, proudness, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, look I am. And then that's the Zvuvei Movis. This is the dead flies which Yavish, Yabi Hashem Erokeach, which will make a bad odor for this beautiful perfume oil. He's a beautiful perfume oil, but there's a sneaking in, like feeling good about himself. And that's the ninth element. Madrega series, that's the tenth Madrega, the highest Madrega of Avodas Hashem. And this should be our goal, by the way. Now we're talking about 10. I'll say, this is Madrega, so you can never get there. This is your goal. This is what Hashem wants from you. This is what we have to look. Of course, this way we could never be satisfied. We could know how far we are from it. Says Anoshim people is borer etzlam amitas at first. It's absolutely definitely ba'al the truth of the Torah v'chol ma'ashechiyum, everything which you're responsible to do min agmul v'al oynus shalayo. Yes, we are considerate about do things all everything because of reward and punishment. V'shnolam in both worlds, we have to be alert, in aware, and desirous of all the consequences of mitzvahs being rewarded in this world to come, and be absolutely, actually afraid of punishment in this world and world to come for avodas.
Really be aware of
to be alert about it. You know, yes, we can't ignore it. That's the highest madrega. Simultaneously, we do everything only because of Hashem, but simultaneously we also consider it. We also have the actual every part of fear and desire we have. It says, and they make sure to be awakened from those eliminations. In other words, we do not let ourselves. Yes, we have to continuously be excited. Yes, I'm doing a mitzvah Hashem, and I'm going to be rewarded in this world, and the world to come too. But simultaneously, I'm doing it for the both reasons. I'm doing it because of Kodesh Baruch Hu. In other words, let me give you an example. If I tell you, you know what? Do me a favor. Deliver me this package to Chicago, as you said before. Deliver this package down to Chicago. And if you deliver it, you get $10,000. Oh, great! I could use it. I just need a $10,000. I have to make my bank. Great. You are very excited. And of course, I'm not going to negligence it because I'm going to get life sentence, as you said before. You're doing it. You're reacting to the reward, and reacting to the alertness of the punishment of it too. But then when you get it, then you say, but I'm anyway thanking you anyway that you picked and choose me to deliver it to you because I love you so much and respecting you so much. And also you promised I'm going to become a partner with the box, and therefore I feel, not because of the punishment I'm a father, I'm going to lose my all my wealth in it, and it's more than $10,000. I'm very much appreciative of everything that you told me. But I want you to know, I would have done it just as well, just because you asked me to do it. Even if there was no punishment and no reward, I will be just as careful to watch it because it's used and respected too much. I love you too much. So now you're taking both things into consideration. There's a reason why I'm giving you the reward, I'm giving you the punishment. I'm giving you the reward because I love you. So you have to accept the reward. You have to be excited about the reward. I want to share with you. So you can't say, never mind the reward, I want to do it anyhow. I say, never mind. I want to give you a reward. Hashem wants to give a reward. So the eighth element, which then I'm a drager, do the Shem Shemaim only. He says, never mind the reward. Leave me alone with Gan Eden. Leave me alone. I don't mind living in a cellar. I don't need Olam Hazeh. I want to do it for you, Hashem. Fine, but Hashem loves to give you still. That's the tenth madrega. That you have a contradiction in yourself and reconcile both. I'm doing it for you because I know I'm being rewarded and punished, and you, Hashem, want me to reward me. And of course, I'm afraid of punishment. I'm still a consideration. But at the same time, then I'm having this both side reasons why I'm doing, why I'm careful, and why I'm doing mitzvahs because of reward and punishment. This oyrim isamusam. But at the same time, they see in their heart and they which they are responsible to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Godel Tuvah v'Chazal, and to the great goodness of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. I'm doing it because for you, Hashem, even if it wouldn't be any reward and punishment, I still would have done it because of you, greatness. They're not putting the emphasis at the same time, as much they are taking in consideration the punishment and reward. But they're also doing it because of the great love and dedication of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that time, they're not emphasizing on Gmul Van Shavon and punishment. Ach, miharu el avoyde selokim, they go fast, they have a mehiris, alertness, to avoid the lishmoy for his great name, legada el roimim bekoysa b'leiv ha-sholem, to enlarge and to elevate HaKadosh Baruch Hu with full heartlessness, with full yearnings. Bavidi the awesome is because they know Hashem, and they understand Hashem. Says Hashem, the fact you asked me to do it, I'm doing it for that alone. All the punishment is then, reward is then, the underlying factor which I'm also not ignoring. But that is not the motivation. I'm doing it because of you. And this is a difficult avoider. Like, and this you could see in great avoiders Hashem. There's such a devoted. Or if they are Hashem and they saw nothing in themselves, but the same thing for the slightest little avodah justifies, oi, Gehenna. Why are you talking about Gehenna? Yes. Hashem gives Gehenna. And they want the Gan Eden. And they want the good life in this world too, because Hashem enjoys giving me. See, the same times, in other words, as I would say, at the time when he's counting the billions of dollars, he's still appreciating the nickels. It's still pennies. Why? Because the nickels also come from the same source. So the schar v'oidish may be nickels and dimes, and the doing it l'shem shemayim may be endless of billions. So just because I'm counting bilas and b'dalas, I'm ignoring the nickels also come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So because of the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who gives the nickels and dimes? Let's say the Gehenim in Gan Eden. We call nickels and dimes Gan Eden. Okay? But this also comes from Hashem. So for the same dedication which I'm excited to do the service to HaKadosh Baruch Hu because Hashem told me to do it, I can't refuse the nickels and dimes at the same time because it also comes from Hashem. That's the high madrega. That's the tenth madrega. Because the ninth madrega, they did only for the billions of dollars. L'shem Shemaim. Who has time to think about nickels and dimes when you're counting billions? So who thinks about Gan Eden and Gehenna? But the tenth madrega says the nickels and dimes also come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And by me, the nickel and dime, the cheshivas of the nickel and dime of the Gan Eden or the world, the schar ba'olam hazeh, the panos of prosperity and health, is not because it's a nickel and dime. The value of a nickel dime, because of course the value of nickel dime is worthless when you are thinking about billions. The value of nickel dime comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's the value. That means if President Bush gives me a gift, he gives me a pen, and signed it, which is signed a certain law with this, a certain, this is his personal pen, gives it to me. It's only worth $10. Will I sell it for $1,000? I mean, I would give it away for nothing too, but usually I'm talking. You wouldn't sell it. Why? You got it from President Bush. It's only worth $10, but I got it from President Bush. Gan Eden. I got prosperity. I got panosa. Panosa is nothing more than panosa. That's all. It only sticks out for 80 years. It's nothing. After that, it's all gone. It's only $10. But I got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives me panosa. I want panosa from Hashem. I want health. It's nothing. The whole Olam Hazeh is garnish. The whole world is nothing. But I got it from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the tenth madrega. And I got it from Kodesh, because Baruch Hu gives me endless, gives me billions. I'm in Shema. The fact that I could do a mitzvah, that in essence is the biggest Olam Haba. That's the greatest reward is to put on tefillin. That's the greatest thing. You're coming, we're knocking a Chinese, you're giving also Gan Eden, you're going to give me this. Yes, it's nothing. But not when it comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, the nothing. Then it's just as valuable as the biggest madrega. You know, you understand this big madrig of the 10th level? This is the beauty. And you have to be alert to it. Everything which comes from Kodesh Baruch Hu has endless value. So the little reward on this world has endless value because it's not the quantity of the reward, it's the quality that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Who gives it a Kodesh Baruch Hu? Zoi Samala Roma Shiva Madrega Sancho, this is the highest madrega of people of the Ansha Torah. Zoi Smala Sanavim Vachasidis of the Malas of the Prophets of the Hasidim. They were totally dedicated to Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Korsu Imoy Bris, and they made a covenant with him, the Sochri Imoy, and they became like tied as a business, the scheme all of, and the Nostalan of Shoisam, they gave over their entire life to Hashem, who named their children, the Kinyom, their possession, they totally given over to them. At the same time, they were standing in their belief of Mashakim and Hashem, they received with the same sensitivity. It means the original fear and the original sensitivity when you started to avoid this Hashem, where everything was based on fear and reward, and every little calculation was in consideration, right? They kept this original sensitivity even in the end of the career when they were totally dedicated to melt it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But then Omar HaKosev, on this Hasidim, said the Pasuk, Israeli Hasidah, gather to me my Hasidim, my Koise Berisi, those who make the covenant with the Alizovah on the top of the sacrifice, means continuous sacrifice. But this is continuous sacrifice. You know what the sacrifice is? You could stay all the time excited over Hashem and still be busy with petty little fearness which you used to have in the beginning of your career. Like you can't let go this little yiris achet, fearing achet. You're still feeling achet as a little child, right? When you were a little child, I would say, but it's not getting ready. You're holding on to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're afraid of the Chatom. Yes, I'm afraid. I'm not letting this go. I'm still holding the nickel and dimes even. Even the little lollipops which have been promised on a child to go to Cheder, but I appreciate it. You know, imagine the stipler gives me now a lollipop. I would put it in a frame. This stipler, this lollipop I got from this tzaddik. Of course, Baruch Hu gives us still the lollipop when he gave us in our beginning of our avodas Hashem. You're going to get Gan Eden, you're going to get rewarded. I'm not giving up on that too. Also, it's not the consideration why I'm doing it. Okay. This is
Aaron Cohen, Aaron
Loshina.
Aaron didn't
Share
the
mic. That's the second pshat of Shafemus, yeah. He took the small thing just as the big thing, yeah. With Zois, we are continuing Yishar Avodas Elokim, Daf Kuf Samach Zoyin. After we itemized all 10 levels of the targets of Avodas Hashem. So we're finalizing Zeus, Tzura, Sa'oro, Hatoirio, Madregois, Ansha, Chochma, Besefer, Toiro. Those are the older formation, the levels where a person develops himself in Toira, in Ansha Chochma, the Sefer HaToira, Tchuna, Sumalas, Maminimba, in all the levels and the conditions when those who believe in Toira. Those 10 which we mentioned. The Efshi Shemot Madregas Ansha Tchuna, the Toira, Zilosim, Asha Sipara. It's possible, maybe there is possible to exist other Madregas, not exactly the way we described it, in between. Doesn't mean only this 10 and that's it. Possible there's some other formalities also. Ach, Zuchana nimmt zu Olav Rav HaMoina Umo. We mentioned the 10, which those are the majority of our nation. As we mentioned them, to Alto Machach, the benefit is obviously Mevakesh HaDerech HaYishol, for those who search for the straight path. Means to say, others could be, there could be some other types yet, which is not mentioned, but this is the majority. And a man who looks, wants an identity, could find himself in one of these 10. Every person has to identify himself. If one identifies himself, here is the 10 categories, the 10 madregas, could be identified. If you would find certain level which you could be identified, you're close to it, you will know what is next. Once you identify yourself, what is the most close to your situation, then you know where is the next steps to grow on. You will try to go upward. You will recognize how far I am from the upper scale. I gave a scale from 1 to 10. You identify yourself, which level are you? You will know how far are you further. You will try to go step by step. It's going to be easier. We see one thing with Chaim Salvovis, and the same thing much, much later, 700 years later, the Ramchal. It all worked on systems and organization, not to be confused, not to, you know. You know, sometimes you're in a mess, and you know it, but you don't know how to where to pick up the pieces and where to start working. The first thing they did, they organized, they take the situation, they put them in sections, and itemize them, and clarify them, and then you take yourself, says, well, where do you belong? Which group do you belong? So then you identify, so I belong in this group. So then you have an organized system in front of you, okay, step number 2, step number 3, step number 4, and this makes it much easier for a person to grow. That's all good, not to be confused. People today, unfortunately, the many people are just, they're confused, they stick it, they're in a confused stage. That's the worst thing. Perek HaMishi, going to the fifth Perek in Avodas Elokim. Now we have to start explaining the fanim, the system, the ways how you waken up into seichel al derech hashele v'tshuva tzof hashar. We're going to make a dialogue through question and answer. We're going to make it, and which will bring us to ho'ores hasichli, to the awakeness of the intellect. Because in the dialogue there will be a certain revelation and explanation to our research. And we will say as follows. The awakeness of the Seichel, he has what does it mean, is reminding the man through his intellect. To know him, the person should recognize the signs of the Chochmas Hashem. What does it mean, Ha'oris HaSeichel? Kodesh Baruch Hu made so, Kodesh Baruch Hu created so the man that he gave them an intellect in one end, gave him situation on the other hand, that the intellect should be able to evaluate the situation which will lead him and bring him to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu's involvement. All of this comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lemisha Soma Torah, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu had made the Torah or a light and supposed to his path. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us also the Torah, which is the light, is that Kishimagi al Tachlis Sichloi. the person comes to the ultimate of his intellect, to Bina Karosa, and the clarity of his recognition, when a person does reach the ultimate of his intellect, does read the Birur HaKarosai, the absolute recognition, that what? That you are here to serve Hashem and Hashem only. So now that you want to do it, so now when you have Oris HaSechel, you awaken some of the Sechel, came to recognition, you want to be a Jew, Oved Hashem. So how are you Oved Hashem? So Hashem says, here it is, the Torah is the light of reaching it. In other words, the Torah is a means that you should be able to fulfill the Oved HaSelokim, which you obligated yourself to through Ha'oris HaSechel. Because Baruch Hu gave intellect, the intellect should be the one who obligates you to want to serve Hashem. But once you did a good job in Sechel, recognize the fact that you want to be Oved Hashem. So how are you Oved Hashem? You can't make up your own Avoider. So Hashem gave you the Torah, which is Ordnen Sivosi. This is the light to his path. The Nichsef La'Giyah, through Torah and through your intellect together, you're going to yearn to reach to the desire of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to advance and to go upwards to the levels of the Hasidim, and you're going to empty your heart, you're going to totally alienate from your heart from all the worry of this earthy worry, and it's all his tevdes, means
anxieties,
exactly. In other words, this world is full of daggers. You always worry. You worry how to make a living. You worry how to accomplish things. The world is full of daggers and full of tears, full of anxieties and things. Now, to tranquil yourself from anxieties, to tranquil yourself from all the daggers, it's almost not possible, because a man is a man. Adam lo omal yilat. But the minute you bought yourself into intellect, and you could see it many times, Baruch Hashem, we see it always in practice. When a man had made his oris haseichel, he awakened his seichel, and through his seichel became excited, he wants to serve Hashem, and he took the means of serving Hashem, that he took the Torah or the sivos as a right to his path, and he got involved. Automatically, he's totally ignoring all the worries of Olam Hazeh and all of the excitements of the Olam Hazeh. It doesn't pay any attention. Not that it has been eliminated, the conditions are still there. But usually, in the old, every little petty thing bothered him. All of a sudden, it doesn't bother him. He's involved in much, much, much greater things. As I said, when a person is busy, he's worried, he's losing here $1, he's losing here $10, he's losing here $5, he's worried with little. Diming, nickel and diming, he's worried with all those things. It's a worry, it's a nature, okay? It's worry. And it's, but there's two ways how to stop worrying about it. That one way is start working on yourself. You know, it's not the end of the world if $5 you lose, $10 you lose. Another area, when you've got involved in making millions of dollars, you're dealing with millions of dollars, being and you're excited. Automatically the $10 bills which you're losing, it doesn't even catch up any space. When the world is, when a person is involved in Dagas Olam Hazeh v'Tirdosav, and all the worries of this earthy thing and all these anxieties, it's like nickel and diming. You worry with nickel and dimes, all these things, it worries you. So you try to work, listen, it's only nickel and dimes, it doesn't work, you still worry. But when you get involved in your Nichsof Lavoyne Serakim Yorik in Elukus in Gardeners, automatically this doesn't take up any place.
How does that coincide with Yaakov went back over the river to get the little pot?
Oh, this is not nickels and dimes. Those are not nickels and dimes. At all not. He was worried about nickels and dimes. But can you tell me, when was that? When did Yaakov, you asked a good question, Yaakov went away for a shiver pruta, for a penny worth, bachim ktana, for empty cans, small cans, they went back for nothing, right? When did he do that? At the same time when he gave away millions. It was middle of giving away millions to Esav. He sent him camps of gifts. Camps of gifts. And he was worried about his life and about his family's life. At the time when he's giving away, he's departing from so much wealth and trying to buy off Esav, and then goes middle of the night and endangers himself. And he worries about his life and his family's life, about the empty pots. And the cancer, obviously, see, it wasn't money that bothered him. It's a total forget. Here, Yaakov proved that for him, money is not money. It's not material. For Yaakov proved that by Yisrael, Oved Hashem, Yisrael, like Yaakov says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, money is the object with which you serve Hashem. And he has to give an accounting, just like a tzaddik gives an accounting for every moment of his life, what did he do with it? A tzaddik gives accounting for every penny, what he does with it. And for him, money which Hashem gave him is an object for what to serve a Kodesh Baruch Hu. Din pruta kedin meya. A din of a penny is just like a din of $100. And if Hashem says to give away money, he gives away a million just like he gives away a penny. Proof, he gives away a face of everything. It doesn't bother him because that's the mitzvah to give away. Hashem doesn't say to give away. He goes in the middle of the night and re-rescues even that one penny, gives an accounting for it after it. He didn't see the thing that shows about the monetary value. Because a normal person gives $1 million in the middle of the night, afraid of his life, he's not worried about the penny. But for Yankovin, this wasn't. He wasn't worried. The mitzvah is to give away. He gives away everything. There's no mitzvah to give away. He's giving accounting for every penny. And so it will be with us. We will, I always say this is something which is not that popular by us. We think that we're going to give an accounting how we made money. It's good that we're going to make an account how we make the money. Is it kosher money or not? But this is in kashrus. But we're definitely going to give an accounting for every penny how we spend them. Just like we're going to give an accounting for every moment that we lived. Mm-hmm. You think we lived for 80 years, for 90 years, hopefully. Hashem will ask, what did you do with the 90 years of life? How much did you bring back? Avram Zokim Be'obayom said this other question. Avram became old, he came back with all his days. Not one moment had been lost. You lose a moment, you do tshuva, you recapture the moment. So we will be, I'm sure, we will be an accountant for every penny that we had earned. Hashem says, I gave you over your 90 years of life X, Y millions of dollars. I want to have an accounting for every penny how it was spent. So Yaakovin had a penny, say, ignored, not done anything with it. Avraham Yaakovin went middle of the night and said, listen, he's going to give an accounting. That's the message here. He wasn't worried for Dvorim Oilam Hazeh, for earthy things. This is Oilam Abod, this was money. And that's the reason, this is beautiful line I heard from Avrakowski. First time when I heard him speak, when I came to Muncie the first time as a test to bring him into Or Sameach, still in Edville Lane, when we opened up Or Sameach, and I said, Rabbi Shiller, I must have Rosh Hashiva in Or Sameach, and I want Rabbi Rakowski. I knew a little bit about this road, and he came in for a test for a Shabbos, and he spoke, and it was Farshas VaYishlach, and so this was his word, and I loved it. And since then, I always mentioned it's a beautiful word. I added, why did Yaakov got the name Yisroel exactly at that time? Says he was a Yankel of Adar, and Yaakov remained alone. The Yehovah Kishima Dosh Shachan person was fighting him until morning. And the whole story with the Malach. And then in the morning, when was he alone? At that time, when he went back for the Pachim Ketanim. Who was this Malach who fought him? Sar Shel Esav. Why was he fighting him till now? Why did he wait till now? Why couldn't he fight him by Lovan? Why couldn't he fight him all along? It was 20 years by Lovan. Yes. Why is he fighting him now? And then the Zohar Kodesh says even more that the Esav sent every day messages to Lavan how Yaakov is doing. Esav was fully aware what Yaakov is doing. Why was he not fighting him till now? And I fought him a whole night. Finally, I couldn't overcome Yaakov. Finally, he caught, I'm not letting go until you bless me. What was the blessing? Hoidele Brochus. Admit that the brochus belongs to me. And he told him, your name is not going to be Yaakov, it's going to be called Israel. So Yaakov got the great name of Israel the first time. Later Hashem told him, the name is Israel, but the Sarah Shalesov gave him already the name. Admitted the brochus belongs to you. Your name is Israel, Kisuriso, Im Elohim, Im Anoshim. You overcame man, and man is Lavan, and Anoshim, and you overcame the angels, which is Sarah Shalesov. Why exactly under this situation when he goes middle of the night back? Why did Esav not come to fight Yaakov before? So what's the point of fighting Yaakov? Why was she supposed to fight Yaakov? Yaakov took away his brochus. But the brochus was conditional. Yaakov only gets the brochus if Yaakov is going to behave as Yaakov. Call Yaakov, he's going to learn Torah. But if Yaakov is going to learn, going to come in Esav's domain in materialism and Gashmias, he's going to learn from money, he's going to be a businessman, he's going to come into Gashmias. If so, he's going to go down, the brochus is going to go back to Esav. So that Esav sees Yaakov goes out to Lavan, makes business with Lavan, marries the daughters of Lavan, lives outside of Chutz Loretz, and is a partner of Lavan, says, I don't have to fight him. He's working for me. All his money belongs to me. Everything belongs to me. As all the anti-Semites say, and all those that did it, all those took away the money from the Jews, all belongs to us. Says the Jews, they control the world, but they all work out. They always used to take away the panosos of the Eden. Let them make the money. They're smart. They know how to make the money. Once they make the money, they're taking it away. And that was exactly Esau's. I don't have to fight the Jew. Let him come in and let him make money, and then we're going to take it away. We're going to expel him. He was not afraid. Because what's the argument between Esau and Yaakov? Esau says to Yaakov, what right do you have to take away the brochas? The brochas is earthy brochas, materialistic brochas. It's materialism. So what is really the answer of Yaakov? Yaakov answers, it's not materialism. For me, money is rachnius. For me, money is spiritual. For me, all Hashem gave me a Torah in order to serve Hashem. You need Shefa. You have to be prosperous. You have to need money. You have to raise families. You have to build Torah. For me, money is not God. For me, money is rachnius. Go away. So see, the Yaakov drives a Cadillac and has a nice house. And then he makes money and says it's rochnius. Esau doesn't see, can't. So he says, okay, as long as you, it's gashmius, just make money. I'm going to take it to the anyway. I don't have to fight you. When did he get panicky, Esau? Esau, he comes fight him. But what's the Yaakov Levado? Yaakov made alone. He's in danger. His family's in danger. And he gives away millions. He gives away anything for Esau just to calm him down. And while he's doing that, Yaakov goes and goes to rescue Pachim Ketana, empty cans. Oh, now Yaakov proves this point. Because what's the difference between Kashmir's Zigamani and Ruchas Zigamani? What's the difference if materialistically pursuing money? If materialistically pursuing money, it would be not sensible, logical that Yaakov would try to endanger his wife in the middle of the night, the family gives him a million, goes for a penny. But now when Yaakov proved that he is a penny is inverted to endanger his life. Tzadikim, chavirim, alem, money, miyosim, migufam. Righteous people. His money is worth more than his body because actually he has to give an accounting for. See, Yaakov proved this point. For me, money is spiritual. All the things. So now I came to fight. Now I see my brochas is in danger. Yaakov is really getting the brochas. So I came to fight him. You couldn't overcome him. Why? Because Yaakov proved this point that I didn't take away your materialistic brochas. So you, the materialism for me is ruchnius. So he says, hoydele ala broch varcheni, bless me. Now you have to admit me to the brochas. Yes, he admitted him. The brochas belongs to you. And he says, Yaakov is the materialistic person who is holding on to Yaakov Esav. Kisroel, your name is really so. Kisroel, him vanoshim. For you, it's indifferent. It's an angel, and this is a man. Gashmis, Rochnis. For you, everything is Israel. So it was in the right place, in the right time, that he should obtain the name Israel. Dafkande. What are the things which the man will come, will reach the weakness of his intellect, his body, except that is going to be clarified to Mashanota Boyre Besech Beshabech Hashem? It's the Mashanota Boyre Besech Beshabech planted in the intellect Beshabech Emes by praising the truth, the Ganois Hakozov, and to spice the lie. Ubuchoyer Betzedek. And to choose in righteousness the sur me over, and to get away from crookedness. Ugmoil baale atoivo, and to reward for the good people betoivo idoisam with goodness and thanking them. Ugmoil ansheiro, and to reward for bad people berove ganoisam with badness and by disgusting them. Ulahashlim im bnei odam elaheitev elayam, and to make peace with people and to make goodness with people. Velishkal atoivos beshevach, and always to scale and to wait. Weigh the goodness with praises, but tzedakah is begmul, and charity with reward, va'arois va'oinish, and badness with punishment. V'yisumar gmula gmul va'oinish alayinish, an advantage of a reward on reward over punishment over punishment. V'amchilu lo parshim, and how is it working? Forgiveness for the sinners, v'shuva b'emes, if they do shuva b'emes. All this thing has to be developed with your intellect. The kashet is boreh no el ideas. If once it's going to be clarified, all this knowledge of benefesh odom in the soul of the person, derech sichla v'akorosai, he's going to know it with his own intellect, with his own recognition. Yesichla sholem, he's going to have a complete intellect v'akorosai chazoka, and his and recognition will be strong. It will be a non-wavering recognition. Sometimes we know things, but any little thing waves it. You know, you change your mind. Somebody who is sichlo sholem v'karosoi chazoko, he's strong, solid. Nothing on the world could move him. Clarity. That's a very important thing. In today's time, especially, many people, many of us, we do many things, we know many things, we talk many things, but one thing, there's no clarity. And so what? when there's no clarity, every little thing mixes us up. Every little thing is shaking us up. The whole seichel is needed, the awakeness of the seichel, and to talk about it and to evaluate it and to itemize things is important in order to be a kolos chazaka. It's one of the most destructive part in our society today. The from society is no clarity. Kolos chazaka. It's a terrible, terrible thing. Because no clarity, look, every little thing takes you off the direction. It's just like you go around, you travel around, and you have no directions. You more or less want to get here, but you don't know really how to get here. So any little side could mislead you, could carry around, and therefore people go around and around, they don't get where they want. Stop. Study the map. Get clear. It's not exactly where you are. That's what I said before. You itemize the 10 madrigas of avoided. See clearly the steps, see where you are, how far are you from your destiny, what your goal are, clarity, of course, chazaka. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu will remind him with goodness, in other words, the Seichel is the recipient which received the messages. Now Kodesh Baruch Hu could send two way the messages. Kodesh Baruch Hu could send a message to Toivo, to goodness. Kodesh Baruch Hu could send messages to Chas Hashem, to Rav, to badness. In other words, Kodesh Baruch Hu could awaken people and could monitor people by two styles, either by sending him waves of goodness, or Chas Hashem, the opposite, bothers him with many, many tzuras in the tzuras brief. Just im yaskere elokim. If a Kodesh Baruch Hu will remind the person derech tevosoi through his good way, it's going to give him a good situation. Oh, you're getting married, a child is being born, you're getting a good job, you made a good deal, you got a good wife, you learned well. And this is because Baruch Hu reminds us, you see, you can't ignore it. Is he oire, rayoine, napshoi? He's going to wake up his rayoinus, his awakeness. Imachshafto in his thoughts, lehovin toivosa ola. In order to understand why Hashem is so good to him and he gives him this beautiful good thing. V'chazek ha-korosa behem. He will strengthen the knowledge of Hashem through the method of the good things with Hashem. So it means Hashem speaks with him a language of good. Because the man will always try to speak about it, count them, and he's going to stand on with his intellect to understand it. He's not going to accomplish it when he's going to take it in general terms, in most of the time, in a continuous time. And it will not usually reach this recognition. In other words, that's exactly what the sheet of the Chavis Salvov is. Take a person who generally things go well. Most of the time goes well. I got married, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, children, Baruch Hashem, they are healthy, Baruch Hashem, Fanosa, Baruch Hashem, I have a house. It's very general term, good. Now when we say Baruch Hashem, things good. And I say, can you tell me some good things about it? You know, this is a very, it's psychology. I've been just last night a discussion with somebody. Somebody who is well together with himself, somebody who is not well together, is an optimist, sometimes a pessimist, a depressed person. Take an optimist, a good person, well upset. Can you tell me good things about you? On the minute, he starts saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, I have healthy children. Every child is a different, beautiful world. And Baruch Hashem, I have a good wife. And Baruch Hashem, I'm living, Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. And it itemizes little petty things, which it takes it in consideration. He's counting it. It's a madrega that it's a thing which ties him to Kodesh Baruch Hu. And can you tell him what is bad thing about you? He's generalizing. He doesn't pinpoint every little thing. Certainly, Panos is a little schwach. Panos and schwach have to struggle to make ends meet, but there's gefeilach. But they have so many good things. The positive person who uses his oris haseichel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is derech HaTovah, through HaKadosh Baruch Hu communicates with him to goodness, he sees every goodness in detail, and he highlights every little prat in goodness. Like in the Chazirish brings it in the Bitoch HaShal, look at your hand, the hand is working, look at the finger is bending, look, the hand does your order, you could shape. Every little thing, you know, sometimes it's funny, look at the man, you could count 1,000 miles in a person, and you usually never think of it. Every little thing, Baruch Hashem, you look good, any little thing. Now, when you generalize the goodness, if a person takes the goodness and generalizes, he usually itemizes the badness. He will see the items in detail, what is not going well with him. The negative person, the pessimist, and the person is down, he will itemize everything bad. You ask him about good, he can't even itemize anything. Well, everyone is breathing. Don't you breathe, don't you live? Well, listen, everyone is breathing. In other words, there's a general term and there's a detailed term, right? And usually, the more you detailize something, that makes the forest. You see a lot of trees, that makes up the forest. The pessimist, he detailizes all the bad things. Only the good things he generalizes. Generality loses his language, his communication. The optimist is detailizing all the good things. The bad things he's generalizing. It says, well, you're not going to reach this communication in a positive way when the Kodesh Baruch Hu communicates with you with good way, with the good things. Why not? You're all generalizing them. Verubam, you always sit in one bulk. Vehasmudosam, it's a continuous way. Umshichosam, it yitva is nafsho, you're going to be drowning every mashis baruch hu besichle. If yitva is nafsho, is going to be drowned besichle mashis baruch hu besichle in the things which is clear to you. Migmul bala toivus betoivu b'chol b'tzedek. Yifchalig malkim misal roif tavos ha'etzel. The kashi yira be'en lebovoi. Once he's going to see with the eyes of his heart, with his intellect, he would not have any of this goodness. He would not be capable im she'ena boy tzorich, because the Kodesh Baruch Hu does not need him. And the Kodesh Baruch Hu gives it him direct for his own sake. It's going to be clear, all these good things Hashem does it because of you. It's not that it has to be like that. Then his chayv likona is going to be chayv. He's automatically going to bring himself likona to subdue himself, liyashofu v'nokor etzatzmoy, to be humble. And then, after he humbles himself, Kodesh Baruch Hu, see, Kodesh Baruch Hu speaks him in such a good term. Yitva sticha b'maisim, he's going to get immersed his intellect in involvement and his daily involvement. Asher b'mitocha legeshes kuskorav elokim. Through that, he's going to be able to get closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu. Kedei sheyetzmuras gemulai, it's going to be a reward to repay Kodesh Baruch Hu does to him. Otherwise, the more you know how much good Hashem is doing to you, the more you take on Avodas Hashem in order to repay Kodesh Baruch Hu for all the goodness that she does to you. So that's one of the reasons why we always have to be able to be alert, to be awakened, to thank Kodesh Baruch Hu for every little thing. Because the more you could see it, obviously, that all the goodness that Hashem does to you, you're obligated, you become humble. Look at Kodesh Baruch Hu does again and again. Every time he strings so much goodness, so that awakens you to look forward to do Maisim Mitzvahs, Maisim Tovim, deeds of Torah, at least I could pay something back. As David HaMelech always was in Tilim, in Shehalo, he says, David HaMelech's concern was almost, Mo Oshiv LaHashem Kol Tagmuloyu Oloy. Mo Oshiv LaHashem. What can I repay to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kol Tagmuloy, all the beautiful things, Oloy, which he does to me. What can I, Kois Yeshua says, everything which I see, the cup of Yeshua's. Anything which is happening, everything is in the cup. Kois Yeshua says, B'Shem Hashem, so what can I pay him back? So, I could only pay him back that I will fulfill my vouch, my neder, which Hashem, that Kodesh Baruch Hu had made swayed on me. Every Jew, before he comes on the world, must be no, so they make the swear and be a tzaddik al terosha, be a tzaddik and don't be a rosha. So I gave him a neder to Kodesh Baruch Hu, be tzaddik al terosha. So how could you pay back to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Call Tagmula, everything she does is true. I will pay my vouch, I will fulfill my vouch as with Sari. And how will I do it? I will announce it, I will advertise it. I will advertise it, I'm dead in HaKodesh Baruch Hu, and I have to do it, and I'm doing it, I owe it to him, and I don't do tzedokah with HaKodesh Baruch Hu, I'm not a righteous person because of that. A righteous person is that, so give tzedokah. But L'cho Hashem tzedokah, you give tzedokah to me. When you realize, Mo'oshiv L'Hashem, what can I return to HaKodesh Baruch Hu? Now, when a person does not recognize how much he's indebted to Kodesh Baruch Hu, how much Kodesh Baruch Hu does do with him, he's only a Yid, never because he has to be a Yid. So every little thing he does to Kodesh Baruch Hu, he is an accounting with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Look, I did for you this, I kept this, I kept this, I kept this. How come he didn't do me? How come? He's always complaining. Though the Melech had the problem, there was never enough he could pay back to, could thank back to Kodesh Baruch Hu, called Tag Muloy. Now, it's a different. David the Melech went through a lot of tzuras. David the Melech was a tremendous suffering. He was chastised, he was expelled, and he was looked down, he was expelled from his family, he was the red one, he was considered a non-kosher child, he was a disgusting person, but surrounding, he was the black sheep of the family. And later on, when he became with Shaul HaMelech, he was chased around, and later when he was Melech, everything, at Milchomes Yatzin, the Melech was day and night busy with Tzuris, and with Tzuris Yisrael, he was always there. And why was he David the Melech? Because under this condition, when he felt he had maybe all the good reason to complain, why do you make me the black sheep, he could never finish his obligation to thank Hashem, because he only saw the good things that Hashem does to him in this bad, in the bad situation. He's going to use the mice to say Kedeshit Miras Gmula Yirei Sichla Derech Yeshor Bezen. This is the way the Seichel is going to bring him to the right path. So he said, we're going to have now till end of this perek a dialogue in order to bring out how to wake up the Seichel to commit ourselves to Horus Hashem. So the dialogue goes between whom and whom, between the Nefesh and the Seichel. Nefesh is the physical body, the man, the human, and Seichel is the intellect, is the neshama, the Yoimel Nefesh. The Nefesh will say, the Nefesh, first thing the human will say, Ha'im is bare etzlach miskayim bedatech. Is it absolutely clear? It has been absolutely established in your opinion. Sha'at chavule betoyves boirech. That you are all wrapped up with the goodness of your Creator, and you are acquired with your Rov Chasodim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the great Chanoisav, the great mercy of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Toimer Ken said the Nefesh, the Sechel said the Nefesh, the intellect tells to the man, are you men admitting that you are chavulas betoyves boirech? Not wrapped up. I would say he says what? No, chavula means loshemashkin.
Here it says pledged.
Oh, the sechel tells to the nefesh, the intellect. Now we're talking in ourselves. Not okay. Here is the man. He's there. He's the intellect, which is removed from the body, speaks to me, speaks to my body. Tell me, body, are you admitting that you are pledged to the goodness of Kodesh Baruch Hu, that you owe something to Kodesh Baruch Hu? Kodesh Baruch Hu, you are acquired by Hashem with the Rav Chasodim. Why is it that he has so much mercy on you? Are you admitting that fact? Okay. Imagine a person fell away in the middle of the street. He got a massive heart attack. A massive, massive, massive heart attack. Nothing is functioning. And people, that's all that came. They got him into the hospital. They hooked him up to the respirator and to everything and everything, everything. Finally came back and said, and he can't move. And every little thing is depending on all the hookups to live. So now, this person, let's say, was a very arrogant person. Only him. Now when the guy was flat on his back and hooked up to all those things, are you admitting now that you all pledged to this tevis, to this goodness which is keeping you alive with all those things? Do you realize if any of the sukkahs will be disconnected, you are gone? He says, yes, the tevis says, we don't have to wait until we fall away and the chas v'sholem, that's what takes us in. Everything, at the time we're still going vibrant and forward. And so the nefesh, seichel has nefesh, are you? Omer la seichel says, yes, you say yes, you recognize the fact, tells him the seichel. Is intention to pay back something? Are you ready to pay the bill for that? Mashat chayev is what you owe for the Creator. Obviously, if I recognize the fact that I'm fully depending on Him, how much He does to me, obviously I'm willing to pay something back. How can you pay Him even back if you want to pay Him back? If you're not looking forward to Him, you're not excited over Him. You're admitting that He gives you everything, but you're not excited him. When that is soivel merura sarefua, you're complaining. You don't tolerate the bitterness of the medicine. The only one who really wants to be healthy, he's willingly accepting the bitterness of the medicine. Okay, then send in the guys. Okay, they should hang out outside. Okay, thank you. And he says a beautiful thing. We just said now, the moshel, a person has been hooked up. He says, aren't you then the people who want to try to save lives? Of course I am. He says, if you really are, so how come that you're not really anxious to accept these things, and you're not tolerating the bitterness of the medicine. You're complaining. You're complaining about bandages here and bandages there. You can't move around, can't walk around. The only one who could tolerate the bitterness of the medicine, the one who really wants to be alive. How come? Aval mish ene nichsef lebrius, the one who's not really yearning to be healthy, he can't tolerate the hardness, the difficulties, and unpleasantness of the medication.
So many questions about things that are hard to do to get up to go here.
No. It says, how come you don't like your situation? That's what it says. How come you don't like your situation? Let's say it is two people. Two people fell away. Two people were stuck in the hospital. Two people got hooked up. One person is always smiling and thanking. It's a very uncomfortable situation. Another person is bitterly crying. Look what you did to me. Look what you did. You're not letting me home. Only complaining. What's happening? What's the difference? Both of them fell away. Both of them have been saved. Both of them have been hooked up. What makes one person to be so appreciative, so thankful, is always smiling, and the other person is so bitter and only complaining? What makes the difference between the two people? The desire to live. The first person who is appreciative wants to live. So he's so appreciative that he saved his life, that with all the difficulties he's going through with his hookups, he doesn't stop thanking and appreciating the fact that I'm maintaining my life. Where the other person, he's not appreciating his life, he's only busy complaining about his difficulties. Now we're speaking here in Nefesh, a man who is admitting how much he's indebted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Hashem takes care of him, makes everything for him. But now comes the time you have to appreciate Hashem and thank Hashem. How come you don't appreciate Hashem? It's because you're not yearning to be with Hashem. You're not accepting the gift of life which Hashem is giving you. Over an Nefesh replies the man, the human. Kos pichozak. The truth of the matter, my desire is very strong to Hashem. But tzari godol, and my pain is greatly freya b'mashe tasik yodi, to repay to HaKadosh Baruch Hu everything which I could put my hand on, mashesh lehai lai, which everything that Hashem has on me. But to zore zore zore, truth of the matter, I want to pay back, but I'm forgetting it. It's painful. And while it's painful, you're complaining. So I'm asking you, sechel, intellect, but to zore zore zore, try to encourage me, keep encouraging me. So it means the nefesh, the human, it says, actually, I want to thank Hashem, I want to be strong, and I want to appreciate, but the pain is still very big, so I need encouragement. So you, sechel, your intellect, be my constant reminder and encouragement.
Saying to the sick man to appreciate the...
The sick man says to his intellect, Omala sechel tells the intellect, Im toimri emes karsis part, if you're really honest, if you said you really want to thank Hashem, then it's possible that this healing process will be matzliach. However, even then, MS Kashimat, what if you are double talking, you're a hypocrite, you're not really truthfully saying it. Lomot Fatin Afsha, why are you fooling yourself? It is lip service you're giving. Because the sick man, when he starts lying to the doctor, and then the Moinik came out, he's not fooling only himself. And the doctor is always wasting his time with him. The Yachpunel Choyle Cholyov, he's only double up his sickness. In other words, if this man was taken into the hospital, got hooked up with medications, with all kind of things, and he's bitter about it, he only shows a phony smile to the doctor, phony thanks, but he's not following the orders what the doctor tells him, he's only fooling himself, he's shortchanging on himself. So the doctor is only wasting his time with him. He cannot become good. You need the extra mood. Omer HaNefesh says, the body, how could I control it? How could I make that I should really want to live long? I should want him? And how could I, what makes me weak and what makes me strong? How could I? Omer HaNefesh tells me, if you will desire to him, to the goodness and to the discovery, will come. Because you will going to be absolutely acknowledging strong as much at how much you are chayv to Kodesh Baruch Hu for the good things, how much little you could really pay back. Many and only through boy. But if you're going to weaken in this area, that's going to fail you. If you're going to try, that's going to save you. You ask, the nefesh asks, what will make me strong to Hashem? What will make me weak to Hashem? He says, you know what? If you will recognize with your intellect, with your sechel, how much Hashem is doing good to you, and how much little you could pay back, and how much you're going to put in effort to pay him back, that's going to make you strong. And how much if you're going to neglect to get him back, you're going to make you weak, and you're going to recognize this. Then kaspechem is a chefzuch nochus. Then you yearning, you can soften, is strong, and your desire is important. Vimloy, and if not, who sheker? Then you are phony. You're only lip service. You're only thanking Hashem, only with your mouth. Only with fosa vichabdinuni. Only with your mouth, you are respecting me. But you are not respecting me. So what does the sechel says to the nefesh? The intellect says to the human, if you human, you want to be really strong, you have to know only if you use body sichlis, if you use your intellect. Omer nefesh replies the human, said the dialogue, now all this dialogue is in the, between the man himself, between the man's nefesh, which is the human soul, and his sechel, which is the higher soul, the nefesh elakai mimal. There's a nefesh abahamis and the chelak elakai mimal. And the dialogue goes on between these two neshamas. The whole dialogue which is mentioning here is between the two neshamas, the nefesh abahamis with the chelak elakai. Omer nefesh. Rabbi Wilson comes late, so we're waiting. Omer nefesh, says the nefesh. I never stopped the desires mi oisrofe to be weak because fi choisef, and my enthusiasm is really false. Me eisi ira oisir divra ayomim akadmoim shecholfu. However, from the time when it has been recognized to me, all the past, which meant history, Adashin is boyerly b'derech chokhma mitos mashu zechartoi. Until I was a robot person, until I was nothing more than a conditioned person, until I was only conditioned on the past, I was an endless phony, I was an endless hypocrite, and really I didn't have a genuine desire of being strong. And my phonism, this kosvi choizef, my yearning to Hashem was really false. However, Ad Asher, until Shiris Borali, until it has been clarified to me, Derech HaChokhmah, through intellect, Amitas Mashiach, the truth of which you mentioned to me, when it's Borer Etzli, and it has been first clarified to me, Derech HaOris HaToyre Tchila, through the wakeness of Toyre, V'achikam Derech Sriya Sichlis, until my desire to Hashem became truthful and my chefzi became absolutely clear. What does it say here? Beautiful thing. You take a human being, a Jew, a good Jew, a good robot Jew off the street, and start to shake him up. You're putting on tefillin, keeping Shabbos, you're making out, you're a good Jew, you're a religious Jew, whatever you are. I says, wait a second, who are you? Is everything which you're doing it excitedly, doing it with enthusiasm, You're doing it with inspiration, you really think you want to do more? Or are you complaining, never, I have 613 pekel, I have 613 problems with my shoulder, it's hard to be a Jew. Why? So, if he's an honest person, he says as follows, as long, I suppose it's coming a little late, ask me to continue. Is he here? So we're going to finish it. It says, as long I was a non-thinking person, I was false, I was a hypocrite. But until you start to wake me up and you start telling me this in the intellectual argument, and you made me aware of certain things, and you hooked me into the Torah, plus we tackle together, now the Kospi Emes, the Hefti, now my things became really a genuine thing, a genuine company. Okay.
מגוון שיעורי כל הלשון נמסרים על ידי מגידי שיעורים ורבנים המשקיעים מזמנם וכוחם ללמד לרבים. אם ברצונכם וביכולתכם לסייע ולתמוך במגידי השיעורים ובמוסדות התורה שבאחריותם, תוכלו ליצור קשר ישיר עם הרבנים. לקבלת פרטי מגידי השיעורים ניתן לפנות למשרדי כל הלשון בטלפון 02-581-6622 או בכתובת דואר אלקטרוני lstrudel@hl.com.